The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. May Allah accept your du'as and worships in the month of Ramadan. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
We have been discussing portions of Dua Iftitah, the Dua that we recite every night, just so that we can get a deeper understanding of what we are reciting. Today we look at another lesson from this Dua, which I find very beautiful, you know. And that is that how fortunate we are that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to supplicate to Him. Yeah? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to make dua to Him. You know, we take this granted, but this dua says very beautifully, you know, so we say in it, Allahumma adhinta li fi du'aika wa mas'alatik. That, O Allah, You have given me permission to pray to You and to ask from You. Yeah? فَاسْمَعْ يَا سَمِيعُ مِدْحَتِي وَأَجِبْ يَا رَحِيمُ دَعْوَتِي. So please answer and listen to my call and answer my prayers. You know, it is one of the greatest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, that He gives us the ability to call Him. To call Him when we want to call Him, to call Him how often we want to call Him, and to call Him sometimes in a manner that we wouldn't even speak to each other in. We call and demand from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet God does not take any of these things offensively. Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fact that He gives me this ability is something that we can't take for granted, you know. We say our fourth Imam As-Sajjad alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam, ma salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad, in the Munajat of the Zakirin, of the rememberers, he says, wa min a'azami ni'am, one of the greatest blessings, one of the greatest ni'am alayna, that You have provided for us, jarayana dhikrika ala al-sinatina, the fact that Your dhikr comes onto our tongues, wa idhnuka lana bidu'aik, and the fact that You have given us permission to call upon You. One of the greatest blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for us. You know, I think it's something that we really have to understand, right? We really have to focus on. There are numerous ways of understanding and grasping this, right? You know, when someone is a normal human being or a normal person, we can reach out to them. There are no roadblocks. But the more important a person becomes, the more roadblocks are created to reaching that person, right? You can't just call the Prime Minister, can you? You can barely get to your MP's office, yeah? But you can call the resident alim anytime you want, you know? But the more higher you move up, the more difficult it gets. There is no one higher than God. Yet there are no roadblocks to call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? This is one of the beautiful things to keep in mind. Secondly, no one is this available, yeah? No one is this available. You can call your best friend 5 times a day. You can call your mother 5 times a day. The 6th time, she'll be like, Baba, enough now, right? We've spoken enough. But not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anytime and there will be no hesitation and God will always answer for us. For that, we need to be appreciative of how open Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. We need to have hope. You know, the calling of God creates hope within us. If we didn't have the ability to call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it would render us in many instances feeling shallow, hopeless, without any guidance. But the fact that I can call to Him and feel secure that He hears my voices, that He hears my du'as, He hears my supplications, in itself adds hope into our lives. And when you look at all of these things, right, the fact that there is no limitations to calling Him, the fact that there are no intermediaries needed to call Him, the fact that it adds hope, all of these things become even more remarkable from the fact that in many instances, I am negligent in my responsibilities to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks me to pray, but I'll say, you know what, I'll pray a little bit later. Yeah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks me to keep a beard, I'll say, you know what, I'll pick and choose if I keep a beard. Allah asks me to wear a hijab, I say, I'll pick and choose what I... The way I am negligent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is surprising that He still answers our calls when He does, isn't it? Yeah? Imagine if you had a friend, even a loved one, that you did everything for that person. They called you, you were there, you nurtured them, you took care of them. And the day when you needed them, they weren't there to help you. Yeah, imagine, I want you to just imagine that. Would you ever help that person the same way again? No, you would never forget that. Yeah, that when I needed you, you weren't there for me. When I had done everything for you. Imagine how great God is then. Yeah, imagine how great God is. That the fact that we take our commitment to Him for granted, we pick and choose what we want to commit to, yet when I turn to Him, He doesn't say, remember, but you did this. No, Allah says, I'm here. What do you need, my servant? Yeah, and this is the point that we mention in Dua Iftitah. It's too beautiful, too beautiful. We say, Ya Rabbi, innaka tad'uni fawalliyank. Yeah, that, oh Allah, you call me, but I turn away from you. Yeah, and then we say, Wa tatahabbabu ilayya fa'atabaghadu ilayk. You show affection to me, but I just show hatred back to you, oh Allah. As if I don't care about you. We look at our lives, yeah? And none of us can say, oh, I don't do these things. We all have degrees of this, yeah? The fact that we do not respond to God the way He deserves to be responded to. And then we say, وَتَتَوَدَّدُ إِلَيَّ فَلَا أَقْبَلُ مِنْكَ. That you call me towards you, you display affection towards me, but I do not respond. كَأَنَّ لِي أَتَطَوَّلَ عَلَيْكَ. As if I am better than you, O Allah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. You know, this is not what we think, yeah? But this is what our actions tell us. Yeah? That when God says, I want you to do this, and then I say, you know what, I'm going to pick and choose when I do it and how I do it, it is as if I am telling God, I am more godly than you. Yeah? I will decide on these things. You know, sometimes, like I always say, that it's not what we say, but it's the translation of what we say that is important, right? Like, you know, we do this with our spouses and our family all the time, right? We'll make a very smart comment. Be like, you know, that's not what I meant, but everybody knows what you meant, yeah? Everybody knows exactly what the words you intended. It's the meaning behind it. Our actions and our display to God is not with what we say. God looks at the intent behind it. That when I say I'm going to do this, even though God says I don't want you to do this, I am telling God I am more deserving of worship than you are, O Allah. And this is a problem, right? And we say in this dua that even though I do these things, I turn away from you, I act arrogantly, I don't respond to you, فَلَمْ يَمْنَعْكَ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ لِي وَالْإِحْسَانِ إِلَيَّ. That still does not stop you from being merciful and kind to me, O Allah. God is beautiful, my brothers and sisters. Yeah, the beauty of God cannot be comprehended, cannot be limited. Whatever we go through in our lives, it's not God's fault. Yeah, it's not God's problem. It's not that God doesn't like me. It's not that God doesn't love me. No, God's love cannot be encapsulated. God's kindness cannot be encapsulated. It's we who have turned from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, one of the main responsibilities that we have is that we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows constant kindness to us. What He expects back from us is to answer His call. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. We know this, right? That when my servants ask you about me, God says, tell them I am qareeb, close. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. That I answer the caller when he calls me. But then what? فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي. But answer my call, God says. Yeah, answer my call as well. Right? And so that is the primary responsibility that we have, to answer the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, if we do that, we will develop this relationship with God. And when we develop this relationship with God, then at the end of it, one of the main outcomes that we draw is not the answering of my dua, but it's an understanding that God never leaves me. Yeah? That God, whatever He decides to do for me, is what's important for me and what's needed for me. So even if I make a dua and that dua is not answered, because my relationship with God has become so solidified, it doesn't hurt me. I am not in distress that my dua has not been answered, because I know that the one that I have called to knows me best and knows my condition the best. You understand? Yeah? We recite this in this dua as well. We say, فَإِنْ أَبْطَى عَنِّي عَتَبْتُ بِجَهْلِي عَلَيْكَ. Yeah? He says that when your response is delayed, I blame you out of my ignorance. This dua, I tell you, is one of the best duas I've ever read. Yeah, they're all beautiful duas from our imams, but this one resonates with me more than anything, because it's like the imam knows me and then made a dua for me, and we all fit that boat. Yeah, that when our dua is late, it's not answered, out of our ignorance, we blame God. Yeah, but then we say, وَلَعَلَّ الَّذِي أَبْطَى عَنِّي هُوَ خَيْرٌ لِي لِعِلْمِكَ بِعَاقِبَةِ الْأُمُورِ. But this delay in response, it could be, we say that this delay in response is better for me out of your knowledge of everything that will happen. Yeah? When we make dua, it's not about getting something right back from Allah. It's about developing a relationship with God. And when we can develop a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that will help us in dealing with all of these emotions that we get, and get this comfort that whatever God does for me is good.
Oh, the month of love, I know you're here to lighten my world once again. Wash away my sins, destroy my guilt and impurities like the rain. Ya Ramadan, ya Rafi al-Insan, Shahr al-Qur'an.